Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Each episode, we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about relationships, sex, and every goddamn thing in between.
Hey, love.
Oh, hello, sweet soft lover.
How are you, love?
I'm doing okay. A little tired, you know.
From that party?
That party was, we went to a little gathering last night, and it was something special.
It was weird. There was a lot of hot ladies and a lot of ugly dudes.
Yeah, it was a 40-plus crowd, which is nice, but, so it was fun, but there was,
we saw our future.
A lot of guys out of their league. Here's one sitting right here. We got another one sitting here who's in league. The League of Extraordinary Comedy Writer and Performer. He's written for 2 seasons of MTV's popular prank show, Money from Strangers. I'm sure you've seen that.
He recently penned an X-Men story for Marvel Comics Anthology, What Now? And you can see him around town doing improv at UCB in the pit.
Please welcome to the program, Mr. Lucas Hazlitt.
Hi.
The most sensual way.
I've never noticed your voice before.
Sorry. I thought today was the perfect time to whip out the Haz voice. Actually, my real voice is more like this. Thank you for having me on, guys.
Yes,
yeah,
thank you so
for being
much
here. We're going to wine and dine the shit out of you.
Excellent, because yes. I have a lot of shit in me, and it's time to poop.
Got to move them bowels.
What drink did you want today, Lucas?
Only the finest scotch in the land.
Jameson 12. It's a whiskey. It's not.
Oh no.
But that's shown to be a fraud.
Whenever I come home from work, there's a couple of glasses drying on the drying rack. And I'm like, was Hazlitt here? And did he drink everything in the apartment?
Called out. Yeah. Called out on the cast.
No, it's we enjoy it. So we're no strangers to day drinking.
Not at all.
And it is pre-noon. We'd like to make sure we mark that
underline day.
Yeah. We've got this was an engagement gift. It's a fine Jameson 12 year. And we're excited to share it with you here in the podcast.
Oh, it tastes
in
so
the
good.
Podcast.
Yes, we are.
On
smooth.
The podcast. It's very smooth.
So, do you feel like you're loose enough to get dirty?
I'm very loose.
Cool.
I've seen you loose about town. Now, how many sexual encounters would you say? Let's put an over-under. We don't even need a number. Let's put an over-under at 7 on how many sexual encounters you have that came alive because of a performance that you did. And
Maybe got loose afterwards.
Because you rock out hard on stage. You just dangle your dick all over the...
I want to say over, but there's like an asterisk on that. It's like...
it's performance enhancing.
Well, the steroid era?
Or the same pervert you meet in the back of the theater.
Well, see, that's the thing. Are we talking just like random audience member? Or are we saying, because one of my MOs was to bring people to my show that I wanted to hook up with. And then my performances
would seal the deal. Yeah.
And after the...
Those count.
So over. What are the sexier performances? Like that Rocky Horror situation was pretty sexy, right?
Yeah, that was pretty sexy. I
played Frankenfurter.
I played Frankenfurter in a shadow cast at the People's Improv Theater, and that you can mark that as one of the times when I hooked up.
I was fully erect by the end of that show. I'll say that it was.
I only heard about it.
I've done the show 3 times, and I. Let's put it this way. I never remember the closing number. I'm drunk by the time we're sipping and doing other things that can't be mentioned on the record.
Yeah, those lips got a little loose on the on the lip syncing by the end. You were lip syncing for your life, but you were.
RuPaul told me to sashay away.
Ah,
because the lip sync was not good. By the end of that show, no.
Well, you should. Shantae, you stay here in this program as we combine some things that we love. Science,
absolutely.
Sex.
Ooh.
A little sexy science. So this number
ripped
here.
Ripped from the headlines.
We tore this one right from the headlines. Science Daily asks the question, why are some college students more likely to hook up?
I think this may be the most worthless article ever written.
This study is just complete trash. This is from the Miriam Hospital Center for Behavioral and Preventative Medicine, Robin L. Fielder, MS. is who conducted
multiple
this
sclerosis.
Study. Essentially, yes.
I want to know how he conducted the
Fielder has
with
multiple sclerosis.
Yeah.
Really, this is just about a triumph. This is a triumphant story of a woman with MS.
Okay.
Who
completed a study.
That's what it was.
Yes.
You did it. Just,
yeah,
you completed
a study.
You finished something.
Oh, my goodness.
So 483 incoming first-year female college students were studied.
Okay.
And the idea is what they were looking for was to see why college students may be more promiscuous or what causes college students to have more sex. So they're saying that their findings suggested that hooking up during the first year of college is influenced by pre-college hookups, which, so, okay, if you fucked in high school, you're going to fuck in college.
Wait, first of all, Lucas, did you go to college?
Yes, I did. I went to St. John's University.
Okay.
Oh, the Red Storm.
The Red Storm. Used to be the Red Men, then a bunch of Indians got angry. The period jokes were made.
Yeah, that's a really,
it's really
weird,
terrible name.
Red Storm.
Yeah, it's,
I bet
it's a menstrual mascot.
It's a menstrual mascot.
There's a lot of like.
It actually should be, because they could tie in like the blood of Jesus and Mary being an untouched, immaculate. They could do some things with that. I'll talk to.
I'll float it to
Father Harrington, who got.
This is.
Oh, yeah. No, Father Harrington. Father Harrington was
one of the worst pieces of shit in Catholic history, who was like embezzling money. It is. He was embezzling funds. He was paying off basketball players, and I believe he was participating in hush money. There was a professor there who was the dean of like the Asianic studies. I didn't just make up a word. Asianic? Is that a word?
I can't say it's not. So
Asian, maybe? It's just, we'll just leave it at Asian.
There's a certain kind of pervert waiting outside of that building for college
hookups. Oh, absolutely. They call them rice queens, I believe.
Yes.
Is that a thing?
I'm
learning so. Red Storm, rice queen.
There's so much to learn.
The St. John's rice queen.
The St. John's rice queens. There were a lot of rice queens, though. And she killed herself, but anyway.
Well, that story ends.
I have a college story about periods.
Here we go.
This guy, I forget, Horton, I think was his
Horton?
Name. Yeah,
Horton.
Yeah, he was like
Horton
the seventh.
Here's what is that?
Yeah, he was like Horton something the seventh. He, in a drunken roommate situation, he was living with one of my friends, I guess like went down on her. They were coming home from the bar, didn't realize that she was menstruating at the time. Mm-hmm. They passed out drunk. He ran late to class, showed up looking like he had dipped his face in a bowl of spaghetti.
Oh my.
Ooh,
well, now there goes my favorite spaghetti. Food. Bye-bye. Can't eat spaghetti no more.
Bye-bye, marinara.
Bye-bye. Yeah, crunch.
You'll have to become a rice queen off the Italian. But
was that?
Do you think he hooked up because he'd hooked up before?
I don't understand
what
this.
Well, here's some of the ludicrous. Yeah,
more likely than what?
Then
whom?
Well, exactly. It says there's behavioral intentions, the social and situational context, family background, and substance use patterns, particularly marijuana. So essentially, they're just saying if you have had sex previously, if you are high or drunk.
You're more likely to hump.
The situational context is ripe for sex.
The situational context is college.
Yeah.
The thing is, you're supposed to have sex in college. That's what's funny about this. This study feels like people who have dessert or people who have dinner are more likely to have dessert. Or you know what I mean? You're just like, who cares? Like,
yeah.
I think this would be more interesting if it was like middle school or it was like the factors that have to do with like early promiscuity. But like college, I feel like if you're not having sex in college, you're a fucking weirdo.
I'm going to say this. If you're not having sex in middle school, you're a fucking loser.
No.
So,
well, it depends. Are you talking about the kids? Are you talking about the teachers? Who are you talking about?
But there's
something you said that I think is actually very germane is how you phrase that thing where you said, if you're people who eat dessert, what'd you say again? Like,
it's like ripped from the headlines. People more likely to eat dessert who have had dinner.
Okay.
Or something like that.
What I feel like this is saying is the word dessert implies that there was dinner first.
Right.
But you can eat pie without having dinner, but your dessert is pie. With this, what are they asking? More likely to have sex than someone who just is 23 or 21?
Yeah, who's not
like,
in
who's,
college
like,
or
what are they,
who's...
Like,
well,
of
and...
course people are going to have more sex if you are in a context of fucking. That's
right.
What college is.
It's a context of fucking.
Also, I think it's really weird marijuana comes up on this article.
Before and alcohol?
Like,
we don't even
know
what booze.
That's what I'm saying is like, I've had a lot of drinks and had sex, and I've like smoked weed and eaten a cake and fallen asleep like in a closet. You
ripped
know, like,
from
I'm
the headlines.
Like, yeah.
People more likely to eat an entire cake after smoking a joint.
I'm just saying, I don't think marijuana, I'm not saying it never can be a sexy drug, but that is not the number one sexy drug.
See, I've never, some people do, I've heard of the sexy marijuana tales. I'm the same way. I smoke, I get high, and I'm ready to watch something and pass out. Yeah.
I have had sex high a couple of times, and it's been incredibly good because to my brain, weed makes me very momentary. I break down every moment, so I'm like really in the moment. But after... oh, shit. Like, I'm just laying there. Like, what did I just do?
Right.
I'm seeing symbols and
you
shit.
I start analyzing
everything, and it's a nightmare. I will say this, though. I will remember I had sex with this guy. Yes, that's right. I'm gay. Let's introduce.
Ooh, pull back the curtain.
Oh, my goodness. You see the wizard for what he is. I finished. And I was freaking out because he had one of those volcano vulcanizers or whatever.
The vaporizer.
Oh, my God. I thought you were talking about his dick.
Yeah. My God.
One of them Vulcan cocks.
That dick just did some mind meld on me, man. I didn't know, man. But, like, I smoked 2 bags of it because there's no burn.
Right.
It's just pure THC
right
air.
Next thing you know,
and it was the worst thing. I was in the bathroom looking at myself, and I was like, you look like a homeless troll doll. And then I said that to myself.
Wait,
in the
for
mirror.
Our listeners, you do kind of look like
that. I do. I have the crazy hair like that. And I was looking at myself in the mirror, just stone out of my mind. I was naked. I was like, you look like a homeless troll doll. And then I was like, that's a brilliant character. And so I did that character for an audition. I didn't get the part, but I had a blast.
The part of homeless troll doll went to someone else.
It went to you, man.
It went to you. Yeah, but I think especially of alternate ways to ingest. I remember one that just popped into my mind was eating when we were at, I think it was Jimmy's birthday party at Skylark.
I was there.
Chupka's my fellow dependable felon. We were at his birthday party, and we ate a brownie or a cookie or something. There was something ingested, and we got really high. And I remember
there was weed
the sex that we had afterwards was amazing. But then I lost myself. I was so high that I think I just lost an erection mid. Do you recall
myself.
This?
No, I blacked this out.
Oh,
sounds
my God.
Hot, though.
Wait, did you black that out, or did you just black out?
No, we actually left. I feel like we, like, kept it in our pants that night. Obviously not sexually, but, like, we didn't get really drunk.
No, but that brownie, I think I ate just way too much of it.
Can you bring anything up that would make me recall this? Epic sex we had.
Epic? It was epic sex?
It might have been a...
You went on a hero's journey.
You lost your erection?
I mean, we were having sex for a while, and it was very intense in my mind and body.
Oh, jeez.
And then it just got to the point where I was like, I didn't quite finish. It was just felt so amazing. I just kept remembering. But then you start to get in your own mind, and I think it was just pitch black. All the lights were out. We were...
Do you want to hear something trippy real quick?
Yeah.
I was high once, banging.
Banging.
I feel like the moment of orgasm when I'm stoned feels like the point of singularity where it's like, holy shit, that's where life comes from. That's like a legitimate explosion
of life.
And it was very uncomfortable to go through. It felt great. But at the same time, I was like, what did I just engender now?
I
can't go back after experiencing
that. That's how I feel on mushrooms, like looking at a tree.
What?
It's like, no. I'm like, there's a rhythm, and it's my heartbeat, and it's the rhythm of nature, and we're all one, and I'm terrified by it, but it's clarity in a way that I'm uncomfortable with because we usually are in the cave, and like, but it's not sex-related. You know what I mean?
Do mushrooms
but it's
with
that
you.
Feeling that's like...
That's what weed does to me, but I want to now do mushrooms with you.
I think if you smoke a couple bags of weed,
you get good weed. If you get good weed and you vaporize it, but let's do some mushrooms, and we'll have a part two of this podcast.
Sure, let's do that.
All right. I think we've really explained sex in college.
Oh, my God.
This
is the text that you need to look up if you want to know about sex in college.
All right. Worst article probably ever written.
It's total trash.
So let's help some real folks out there in a segment we like to call Listener Love.
Listener Mailbag.
Oh.
All right. For all the listeners out there, we know that we are going to apply the brilliance of Lucas Hazlitt to some advice for those real people out there.
Those lost souls.
They need help with their hearts and parts. So our first question comes from Lucy in Montreal via our Twitter.
Lucy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At Menage Radio. Tweet at us anything you'd like under 140 characters. I'm addicted to public masturbation. Every time I say never again, but I can't stop. Advice, please.
This is fucking crazy. Because on my way here,
no.
I was no, I just jazzed off in the streets.
I jerked off a lot.
I couldn't make it
the
two blocks from my
now that I just said that, I'm like, shit, that sounded awful. I was doing pre-conversation in my head, like trying to prep. And one of the things that popped in my head was this idea that I don't understand why masturbation is not treated the same way we treat smoking cigarettes, where it's like, it's, you know,
causes cancer.
It's an unseemly, well, it's fair, but yet you're allowed to, let's say at work,
step away
from your desk and be like, right. Look, I'm stressed out. I'm going to have a smoke break. I totally think you should be able to have a beat break where you're like, I can't deal with this. I'm horny. I have all this pent up energy. I know for a fact if I beat off, boom, it's gone and I can get right back to work. I know I can't even board an airplane unless I've either fucked the night before or beat off the night before because I can't have pent up energy
on
like
the airplane.
That. I've never beat off on an airplane because I get vertigo, so I would be
just stumbling through the aisles.
I can't even piss in the bathroom, so let alone maintain an erection.
No, but
beat
it'd
off.
Be like when you bring compressed air onto the plane. Like you're not allowed to bring hairspray because it could explode, and that's how your dick is.
So you're not allowed. All men must check their erect cocks.
All right, but what I find interesting about this question is it's Lucy. I'm guessing this is a woman,
right.
And I'm not saying that should change anything, but I don't think it's quite as easy, though. I feel
to
like
to masturbate as a woman in public.
I think there should be masturbatory booths at all offices. Like
I think I love this idea of it's your 10 minutes.
It's your 10 minutes,
and you can do whatever you
do
want.
Whatever.
And I like if people were as open with.
See, now that's exactly. Oh man, you know what the word
no,
for that
but
is?
What do you think?
Phallogocentrism. We are speaking through a prism of male oriented.
Hold on, hold on. Let me
I'm
say
sorry.
This. No. Okay.
He's scolding me. I feel bad.
No. I'm just saying that some ladies could rub. You could rub one if you had
no,
to.
No, I was saying, give me a minute and a half.
Oh, not 10 minutes
well,
is too
erase
long.
What I'm saying. Fuck you.
Well, they could go three
multiple
or four times. In the, yeah.
No, I think as a woman, you like have that choice. Like
sure.
You can like wine and dine yourself, or you can be like, I only
just
got
do appetizers.
A minute. Yeah.
Some
exactly.
Light some candles.
Well, I've actually masturbated in public once, and it's when I was kind of young, like I'd say like towards the beginning of high school.
Ooh.
I was on a public bus. This is a very weird thing. And it was this weird thing where there was a layover on the bus that went up to my house up Thurman Street, and it would pull over for 10 minutes and the bus driver would get off and like have a cigarette or lunch. It was like the time
he would take his 10 minute cigarette, right?
Exactly.
No, so he was probably jazzing somewhere, but I was yes. alone on this bus, and the bus was vibrating.
Ooh.
And I was sitting on the back of the bus, and I rubbed one out on the bus. Okay.
Keep going.
No, that's it. Let's end the story.
Women are quick.
Yeah, no, that's...
No, but I just mean that's like... That's... So I feel like Lucy
well, I think when the mood strikes you...
Wants.
Yeah, I think when the mood... The only thing I feel about public masturbation specifically is because I've never felt really too shameful. When I was caught masturbating by my mother once, I felt very shameful. But other than that, I've never really felt too much shame attached to masturbation. But publicly... There's something at the Museum of Sex.
Did your mom
I stole
just
a tanga.
In on you?
Here we go.
No, she walked in, and then there was another time where I left a pornographic video, a VHS, in the thing, and she was taping ER or something, and she thought she was going to watch ER. And it was a pornography.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That I just want to let everyone know, if you just heard what Murph said, go look up the very first episode of the Risk podcast. I'm sorry to send them to a competing cast.
No.
But
Kevin's been on the show.
I told a story about that very thing of seeing a porn by watching a movie, a VHS, that I thought was something else.
Mm.
And then that just triggered a whole set of things.
That just opened up.
It opened up a Pandora's box.
What?
Okay.
yeah, but so I think the public thing is for whatever reason.
I remember the problem with Lucy, if there is a problem, is that it's a compulsion. I don't
sure.
think masturbating in public is a big deal. I think the problem is here. She's like, help, I can't stop.
I would. Well, then you're right. I would.
Our producer
say
Taylor Moore disagrees.
He's hyperventilating.
He doesn't like that.
I would say Lucy.
Well, public out in the open. We're also saying maybe
we're
public
assuming
where
she
in
doesn't
a bathroom.
Mean, she
more.
Doesn't mean just she walks out in Times Square and just starts.
But maybe
going
she
for
does. Maybe
no.
she's the equivalent
maybe she's playing
of like
Buzz
that
Lightyear
guy
in
the trench coat.
Oh, that happened to me once. I saw a guy on. I was on the train and a guy was in a trench coat. It's Halloween, so okay. But like he flashed as we were pulling out. I was like, oh my God, that's real. This happened.
He was probably just dressed up as Inspector Gadget and you were just stoned.
I was that, oh. All
right. So,
if it's out, way out in the open public Times Square, no. But if it's just in a bag.
Lucy.
Our email, which is menageatois.radio@gmail.com. This is from Tammy in Harrisburg. I went on a few dates with this guy and he's great. However, I just found out he's a cop. I've been known to smoke weed on occasion, and then in parentheses, 2 to 3 times a week. As a freelance designer, I don't always do my taxes flawlessly, and I drive too fast. Could it work?
Yes.
Yes.
I think he can separate his job and his personal life. And where is she from? She's from Harrisburg.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I don't know what the state laws capital. Are about weed in Pennsylvania, but if you like this guy,
they're a little too strict.
A little too strict.
Taste,
I would say you and he pack up and go to Colorado or Washington, and then it ain't a problem.
Right. And I'm not familiar with the tax code in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you shouldn't cheat. That's a little bit bigger than his.
Yeah,
that's
out of his
jurisdiction.
Yeah.
But she's not saying like I have a secret bank account in Switzerland. She's saying I'm a freelance designer. Like, she's probably not rich.
Yeah, I probably don't report every dime that comes in.
I really wish that letter had gone on and heightened. Because it starts off nice, and I just she's
oh yeah,
and then yada 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 yada. I kill people on
bodies
the side.
Bodies in the crawl space.
I really like him though. He's a detective, and he needs one big case to break to get a promotion. And I keep murdering. And can it work? I just really wanted that letter to go on.
Well, Tammy might have left a few things out.
I think it can work.
I think it can definitely work. I think his I think separating work and home, and I think that I think some of those things he might even. Unless he's a hotshot, unless he's a cowboy, unless he became a cop to try to really bust people.
Who does that?
But I think if she's saying he's great, you would know that in the first few dates. So
what if she's like, I smoke weed. Are you going to put me in jail? And he's like, naughty girl. And then she's like, no, seriously.
This is not a role-playing sexually.
No, I'm just trying to talk to you.
So I think it can work.
It can work.
Be honest. Be upfront with him.
Be honest, but not too honest.
Hide those bodies in the crossroads.
Yeah.
Third and final question. I'm a white guy with a black dick. I'm thinking of skin bleaching treatments. What do you think? This comes from Dee Dee Forrest via Twitter in Westchester.
Now, I'm going to assume he means the skin color of his penis is black and he just doesn't have 13 magical inches. Because if he did, I'd be like, come to Neil.
Yeah, I don't think he's like, my dick's too big. Should I bleach it? I think it's definitely. I didn't even think about that.
Should I bleach the inches away?
Of course.
Should I just put in acid until it burns off at least 7 inches?
I'm stupid. You're right.
Yeah.
So does he have vitiligo on the rest of his body? I mean, for the sake of full disclosure. My penis is darker than the rest of my skin.
Well, I think most people's genitals are darker.
But mine, I mean, I'm light-skinned. Yours are really dark. I'm not white. I'm light-skinned. I'm tan. And my penis is dark.
Yeah.
It's darker.
Mm.
I understand when Michael Jackson was saying, when they were talking about Michael Jackson, they were touching his genitals. And the, this is like about 20 years ago. And they were like, his penis is black and he's white. And I was like,
oh yeah, that was a big thing.
That was a big thing, right?
Yeah.
And I was, I even remember as a kid, I was like maybe 10 or 11. I was like, is that wrong? That's what I'm like, daddy.
Oh,
well,
no.
What I'm wondering about, not that it matters, but Dee Dee Forrest, whoever you are, is, is he saying like, does he have a black grandfather and he got a black dick?
Wait, is this guy's name Dee Dee Forrest?
Yeah.
His Twitter handle is at Dee Dee Forrest.
Or is he saying, that I have like a darker.
He might be an albino. He might have albinism and it's just his penis is not affected.
It didn't affect his penis.
I feel like that would have come up in the question.
I know. I think, you know what I would tell him? Use it, babe. Because your whiteness on the outside is going to get you a bank loan. It's going to get you into Harvard.
Oh,
and then
Lord.
When you get in there, once you up in there, that dick is going to keep you there. It's going to get you into all the power plays.
That is
You are literally a miracle, my friend.
The white exterior will get you to the top, and the black sex organ will
keep you there. Booyah.
Love that.
So we've handled some other people's questions and we fielded them professionally and skillfully. So I think now
with
warmth. So now I think it might be time that we see how Mr. Lucas Hazlitt can handle some questions of his own.
Before we start that, is there any sip of whiskey I can take? One more. You know I'm a drunk. Oh yeah.
There you go.
Diana, just gave questions.
Let's get Congress on this.
Let me get you some six sections, rapid fire questions.
Number one, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
10,000 sexual partners.
What's the sexiest animal?
A snake.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Leonardo DiCaprio. When he was 20.
What's the best song to have sex to?
I forget the name of the song, but it's a Britney Spears song, and it was amazing.
Lucas Hazlitt, hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Bed.
What's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
They laugh at things that I do that are funny.
Mm.
This has been Six Sections, Six Rapid Fire Sex Questions with Mr. Lucas Hazlitt.
Yeah. A couple quick follow-ups.
Yeah, we're definitely following up. First of all,
Toxic, is that the Britney Spears?
No, it's not Toxic.
Is it Slave?
It's not Slave. It's not one of her big hits. It's
it's a B-side.
It's
deep cuts.
Oh, you know what it's called? I think it's called Inferno. It's like, your body feels like an inferno.
She scats in it?
She scats. She gets real black.
That's pretty sexy. I can understand it.
It's very sexy.
I cannot really
You always go in on the downbeat.
The snake.
I don't know what that means.
I agree with that.
Is it? Yeah, well, I know that. I know your love of snakes.
Well, first of all, I just love reptiles. Second of all, there's the whole like biblical temptation. Third of all, it's kind of like a phallus. Fourth, it's poisonous.
Ooh.
Okay.
That shouldn't happen.
Just sink in the
dicks
venom.
Dicks shouldn't be poisonous.
No.
Also, the evil, is there something about the biblical sense of
that
snake
it's
for
primarily
you?
That. It's the, because it's not evil. Let's get that out of the way. It's the temptation. The idea, the whole point of the snake, if you really want to break it down, what the snake was trying to do was tell them, look, you have all these rules about what you can't do. I'm here to access the free will that you were given. Make a choice. It's your choice, but I'm here to just represent choice.
You mean the devil?
Yes, I'm the devil.
Oh, no.
Oh, they found me out. My wings are shedding through.
He's shedding
baby.
His skin right now.
Also, I feel like with Leo DiCaprio, there was a little hesitation there. Did you kind of want to say when he was in Growing Pains?
Yeah. Did you want? Did you? Were you going for 12-year-old?
They're like,
no,
12. I mean, like 17.
No, I'll tell you. He might have been 17. Whatever age he was in Basketball Diaries the Leonardo DiCaprio that I've always loved. Because when I was a kid, that was one of the first movies that I was like, something's different about me. Because he gets a blowjob in the bathroom from that old guy.
Yes.
And I used to boop 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 boop. I had TiVo before everyone else, by the way. I just want everyone to know that.
I was going to say that was a safe one to leave in the VCR.
I had a prototype
as well.
Of the TiVo.
Machine. That was an original TiVo.
You know, I never liked Leo. Isn't that weird?
He's too gangly for me as well.
I just dropped my glass.
No, he's just great, too talented, pretty. But, I like,
Gruff.
Gruff.
All right. Yeah. I also, can I tell you, I've been waiting for this. Robert Patrick in Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm.
When he emerges from the...
Tell us more.
When he emerges from the time machine portal, and it's just his bare ass. So skinny.
That's a taut bottom.
My God, like a ballerina.
Like a ballerina. You had me tell that.
Sorry.
We've got...
have you seen Swan Lake?
We've got a... we've got a couple
I think
of
so.
Top bottoms.
Top bottoms?
Top bottoms. No, taut bottoms.
Oh, taut
this
bottoms.
Is actually
we got
a
some
perfect
switch.
Segue.
Yeah.
Ah, here we
into
go.
Into our PC Spotlight, which is our famous power couples throughout history.
You know him, the closeted crooner known for bouts of excess.
You know him, innocent foster kid, Beefcake. We're talking about Liberace.
And Scott Thorpe. And Scott Thorson.
Yeah.
Oh, Lucas
my
is
God.
Ferociously
I am
pumping his fist.
So excited for what is
about
to happen.
I was chewing on that on the way out of my mouth. Yeah, so they are definitely a PC.
Oh, these people. There's so much to say. Did you see Behind the Candelabra?
Not only did I see it.
That was another TiVo experience.
I loved that movie so much until the end when you realize, like, Liberace's a piece of shit. But, man.
Oh, no. This is a predatorial. This isn't a PC in the sense that it's something that should be, like,
celebrated.
It's just interesting.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Like, he found this, like, innocent, hot piece of ass. This is Liberace we're talking about. And he got him on all these drugs, made him into, like, kind of like a lover
young him.
Slash
yeah, the
man.
Yeah.
Servant, and then asked him to get plastic surgery, or told him to get plastic surgery to look like a young Liberace.
I don't know if the scene in the movie is is like an exaggeration or whatever, but that scene where it's Liberace, it's Scott, and Liberace's mom, and she's so old and senile, she doesn't really know what's going on, and she looks at Liberace, and she's in her mind, and I don't know what the line was, but she said something that gave the impression that she thought Scott was his son, and that's all she wanted for her son is to have a child, and he was totally playing that up. I was like, this is so twisted, and I love every second of it.
No, it's so amazing. Delightful. It's the whole, like, truth is stranger than fiction. This love affair is so bizarre.
It's bizarre. But also, I wonder, I mean, maybe not. Maybe I'm giving Liberace a little bit more credit than he deserves. But is it because of the closeted situation that he wanted something he could keep a hold on? Because he was more of a sex slave, manservant. I mean, again, who the hell knows what's accurate in the film, but there are some tender scenes early in the relationship where I think they're watching him coming on Carson or whatever it is that they're watching, and it seems like they're just hanging out together on the couch and they're a great fit and they're celebrating each other. But then it gets as Thorsten ages, then Liberace says, I want my younger, which is also totally normal. But I think Liberace, like, making him look like him and doing all this, I wonder if that's partially because he couldn't.
Would you want to fuck yourself when you were younger?
Oh, well, that's the thing a weird is, part but it's a reverse too. Of that. Liberace got fucked by Scott. He never fucked Scott.
Yeah.
Okay, but I mean, weirder. For me, I just mean, like, have sex with yourself. Oh, okay, sure. Like, to get your lover to, like, if it's like if I was like, Murph, will you get plastic surgery to look like me when I was 20 and then we'll have sex?
You guys are I hate that I'm about to use this language. But you guys are a normal straight couple. Like, you're normal. Oh. I know I did it. Wait, why was that so bad? I feel like
there's one taboo here on.
Really? To call them normal?
No.
I do think that there is a certain element, especially because of the fact that it was so closeted and so taboo, that you're not able to resolve psychological issues that come with the naturalness of sex in a Western society. So I feel like Liberace was like, I think there's something to be said that he could only be fucked by a younger him. So like he was like, I want to be dominated by me, because he was in power, but he used his power to be the vulnerable one. And that ended up costing him his life because he died of AIDS.
Yeah.
But like there's something about that that's not normal.
Yeah. No. And also it's like as perverse as it could seem because they were lovers, it could also just be that, like, you know, when people get too much power and it drives them a little nuts and they want everything in their image. Yes. Like it could be less like I want to be fucked by myself and more just like I want to create my face at everything I look
at. Speaking on that, what I love most about that is I went to like one of those internet rabbit holes where you just start clicking links and everything. Yeah. Scott Thorsten had a relationship with another very famous, potentially closeted person
who was
Bill Clinton.
Wrong.
Hillary
who was also
Clinton.
Very, very partial to plastic surgery and was very good friends with Liberace. And this just came out.
Who?
Who? Spill the damn beans!
Michael Jackson.
No. Oh.
Michael Jackson. Scott Thorsten said, and he has nothing to gain because he's not going to get any money from this.
No.
Michael Jackson, who was good friends with Liberace.
But he was way too old for Michael.
Wait, what? Oh, because Michael likes boys.
Sing.
The thing, though, about that, though, is Michael likes to... Wait, what? What was that look?
Your face.
I was
just processing that.
Like, I did. Was like...
Wait, what?
Tick, 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 tick. Yeah. Ding, there it is. Michael likes boys. But... At the time, though, Scott was like 18.
Right.
So he was still kind of a boy.
Yeah. And he had a baby face before he was just brutally marred by Rob Lowe and his
first of all
and his cocaine
can
diet.
We talk about Rob Lowe. Whew. Deserves an
tremendous.
Emmy for
well,
that.
Also Douglas's performance was
they
one of the best
do.
Of his career.
Douglas
yeah.
was fantastic. Yeah. I think it's interesting that Douglas did that movie, and it's during that movie that he was also going through that whole bullshit HPV cancer thing. I'm starting to think that maybe you didn't get that from eating pussy. You got it from eating cock.
Eating cock.
Or eating ass.
Maybe tossing a few rancid salads.
Rancid salads. That spinach was not cooked.
That was the Subway fiasco circa 2006. Had a rancid spinach going around.
Had a rancid sandwich.
All right, you seem like high and mighty about dating and what's right.
Oh,
let's
boy.
See how you really do. In a little chapter we like to call Virtual Sugar. This is a real OkCupid profile, but an improvised date. We found the perfect man for you online. All right.
I hope I haven't actually gone out on a date.
No, I mean,
this
maybe
would be
have.
Amazing if we can.
This man's moniker is Fresh Snow 91, and he's taking you to a carnival in which you take a little date swing around the haunted house. Okay. Murph will be playing Fresh Snow 91. Date begins now.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, no.
Step right up to the haunted house. Give me your ticket and get in the house.
I've got two tickets. I'll pay for your ticket. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What's the problem? My slacks are freshly pressed.
That's the problem.
Tunic is...
You have a tunic. That's the problem.
My tunic is looking fresh.
What is your deal?
Boo! Oh!
You can't be scared by that. That was a guy who was barely in a
he
costume.
He looked like a ghost I once knew.
You once knew a ghost?
I did.
Can
I was once taken
this?
Advantage of by a ghost.
Oh, can we?
Hey
can
man,
I just turn
hey
around?
Man, I'm not part of a ghost. I just want to try and sell you
there's
some
There's homeless people in our. There's homeless people.
Well, what's
people
scarier
in this?
Than
that,
homeless
I'm
people?
Scared. Let's go. Hold me. I'm scared.
Ooh, come close.
No, I'm scared by homeless people.
Ooh.
So do you want to buy cocaine?
No. No. Ooh, wait.
Well. Hold on now. Hold
Slide
on now,
back
Sally.
Over here, Sally. I'm getting gay about the minute.
Yeah. I'll,
can we get a little bit of cocaine?
I'll take a damn gram. We'll go all night.
A gram?
I will take a gram.
Do you have a gram on you?
No, but my friend does. I just got to run out of the haunt now. I'll be right back.
Please. We'll be...
Sounds like a fool's errand.
No. Thanks for coming to the haunted house. Please come again.
That's it. It was one ghost and a homeless
person.
One
ghost and a homeless person.
What kind of a date
and
have
no
you
cocaine.
Taken me on? And no... He left? Can we find him, please? I want some coke.
Yes.
I need coke to get through this.
Hey, y'all mind taking a quick
because
picture
why?
Of me? Y'all mind taking a quick picture of me
a
in front
of
the haunted
you?
House?
Sure. Here. Sure. Take my Android. Take
Are
a photo.
Are you guys a couple?
Yes,
no,
for tonight.
For tonight, I guess we're a couple.
He seems to hate my tunic.
The tunic is awful. Can you admit that?
Oh, I thought it
Don't
was a
Don't ask
a
stranger their opinion on my tunic.
What's,
I
why
thought
can't
it was
I ask
a dress.
Exactly.
Well, it's a tunic. It's a long tunic.
Look, I'm one of those straight acting gays, and I need you to know that.
Are y'all going to go
That's fine.
Are y'all going to
I'm one of those...
Are y'all going to go on another date?
You just let that carny put you in a place.
I respect carnies. I have respect for carnies.
Are y'all
they
gonna
do
go on
work.
Another date?
We don't know yet. Can you stop pressuring us?
My answer is a strong yes.
Wait, really?
Yes.
You like me that quickly, even with my negative attitude?
Yes. It was. I saw it in your eyes.
I have a ring.
That diverted me down to your lips.
I bought this ring the second the Supreme Court said Doma was bad.
Fuck Doma, let's
marry.
Oh my god, it's our first virtual sugar proposal. This is a momentous occasion in Ménage à Trois Radio history.
Wow. That is the first time that there's ever been, that it's
we,
ever.
We went
first
there.
Off, they don't usually go well. Let alone.
Oh, I think that went really well.
It started off rocky.
It did, but I'm a believer in the Amy Poehler's / Ali Fernakian belief. That no matter where you start off in a scene, if it ends positively, you win. You always win.
That's a good that's
Well,
a
let's
good
try
note.
To end this on a positive note.
Oh, jeez.
Even though it's kind of sad. We're going to say goodbye to Mr. Lucas.
Oh, jeez. That is bad.
We're sad
No,
to
no.
Say
it's a good thing.
Okay.
Because we've had a lot of fun here.
Great.
We've had some great fun today.
I just want to go on the record and say they both read off a card. We've had good fun here today. Yeah. just let you know that.
We couldn't actually muster the real... emotion to say we had a good time.
What's
we had
say?
To go to our cue cards.
I liked it.
It was nice. You should go on Facebook. I'm going to tell you something about Lucas Haslam.
Go.
No, you must. Friend, I mean, he may or may not accept your friend request, but at least follow him. That's a thing you can do, I think, on Facebook now is follow him because his
I'm
status
actually
updates.
Terrified of your status updates.
They are legendary. They are the rants of a social media madman.
You should also
the
see...
The best way possible. This is,
I would start out with Lucas by seeing him in person, going to the UCB and the Pitt Theater and seeing this guy do a couple shows.
See him do some shows. You're on Twitter, right? Matt Telos? At Lucas Haslett. At Lucas Haslett. Also, please tweet at us, at Ménage Radio. We want questions. We want everything. We want all you got.
We want to say thank you to our producer, Taylor Moore.
Yeah. Thank you, Taylor Moore.
I think he's wearing lip gloss today.
Oh, his lips are just shimmering in this light. Also, please, Gmail. MenageAtoisRadio@gmail.com and our website.
MenageAtoisRadio.com. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Liberace and a young DiCaprio.
Sensual jams provided by French Horn Rebellion. Hear more at FrenchHornRebellion.com.